This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, where we love our listeners, ladies and gentlemen, celebrate our callers. And we're going to celebrate the Delta call of the day from Friday's program in just a moment. We take a caller from every show and give him a shout out. Glad a boy. Way to go. It's our way of encouraging you to pick up that phone and join the discussion, no matter the topic we are discussing here on What's On Your Mind. Most of today has been about we'll dust up over the weekend with the NFL players choosing to ramp up their protest because President Trump said what most Americans think, especially NFL fans. Come on. Get up. It's a national anthem. Get off that knee, for crying out loud. But we talked a little bit about the effort to replace Obamacare. That is a big topic this week as well. But we always welcome any other topics that you want to chat about as well. A little later on this hour, we're going to talk about keeping you safe, saving lives. We get to do that with our friends at the North Dakota Safety Council here on What's On Your Mind, and we love it. There's a brand new North Dakota Safety Council campus training center that we've talked about recently, the grand opening happening. We've been talked about the planning of it, talked about the actual opening, and now we get to talk about the potential with that facility and the different classes, some of which we'll announce today, that are going to be happening in the coming months as well. So stay tuned for that coming up on the program. Let me first, as I mentioned, celebrate our Delta caller of the day. And if you're in the oil field and you need someone to come into the well site and do turnkey well site solutions for everything you need, well, look no further, ladies and gentlemen, than our good friends at Delta. That's right. Delta gets that job done. I'm going to give you a telephone number in a moment. I'll be able to jot this down. Eric will answer when you call. And you tell Eric, I want those turnkey solutions. I want the well site flow line, set the pump jacks, fabricate the conditioning modules, the modular skids, the tank batteries. Give me some of those temporary flaring services and E&I services, electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering. I want it all. And he'll say, let's go. Make the call to Delta first, 406-250-8151. That's Eric, 406-250-8151, or online at deltaconstructors.net. And here's a caller on a topic we hear a fair amount about on What's On Your Mind. John in South Dakota, it's your turn. What's on your mind?
I can't help but wonder if he would have had term limits decades ago, if a lot of the stuff that's happening now would have been headed off a little bit. I listen to you guys all the time, and you continue to complain about Heidi Camp. We have the same problem in South Dakota with our three legislators. John Thune, we can't get anybody to run against John Thune because he has a huge war chest. And quite frankly, the Democrats have nobody in South Dakota that's not completely far left. So we need to put people in there that are going to put in term limits for congressmen and senators, and we need to get people in there that are going to vote and help the president.
South Dakota caller wants some term limits. And you know what? They remain wildly popular with people. Us. Voters. Real people. Wildly popular. Not so much with politicians in Washington, D.C. Go figure. Not big on it. Only a handful. Governor Burgum ran on term limits. Tom Campbell's doing it right now. Congressman Kramer has been one that has said, I think term limits are my election every 2 years. So interesting little viewpoint there. Appreciate the call and welcome others. And we love celebrating our calls. A little bit of breaking news here for you today. Anthony Weiner gets 21 months for his inappropriate behavior with a phone and an underage girl. This, of course, the wife of, or rather the husband of Uma Abedin, who is the top aide to Hillary Clinton. You remember that whole deal. Former congressman, former congressman from New York City. well. A texter says that caller from South Dakota made no sense. Heidi Heitkamp is in her first term. How can you say term limits need to be imposed to get rid of her? Well, that's true. That's true. There again, so that goes back to
second term from happening.
That goes back to Congressman Kramer's argument on the fact that every election is your opportunity for term limits. I don't know though. I just think
You're right.
I think we have to recognize. I mean, look at the United States Senate. If anybody thinks the United States Senate is working, they've been ingesting illegal substances. Okay? So why is it like that? Why is it that bad? I think some people have been there too long. And they get the status as a senator, and they use it for an enormous advantage as an incumbent to get there. So I there is a part of me that says, we got to do something different. We got to do something different. Pat in Bismarck wants to weigh in on this. You're up on What's on Your Mind, Pat. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. If the Senate and the House are not willing to limit their own terms, why don't we as citizens mandate a state amendment restricting them to a certain number of terms?
I wonder, can you do that? Could you state by state do that?
Well, that's the thing. Why don't we as North Dakota set a precedent and start demanding some change?
Yeah, I'm just wondering if you can with a federal race. I don't know the answer to that, but it seems like somebody did that somewhere. So I don't know.
Oh, they did. Yeah.
They may have. I don't know. It's popping into my head that somewhere that happened, but I can't remember. Maybe I'm thinking of term limits imposed on the chairmanships, not on the actual voting. That's a good question.
If they're state representatives, why can't we mandate that or regulate that through the state?
Yeah, or take, demand they take a pledge at a minimum, even if you can't legally do it, to say, hey, we want our candidates on both sides to agree to it. Interesting point, Pat. Thanks for the call. Ben in Fargo, you're next.
I really like the comment you just made about the Senate not working, but I think it's more than just term limits and who's there and how long they're there. I think it goes back to, I want to say it's the 17th Amendment that made them popularly elected instead of elected by state legislatures. The Senate was supposed to be the state's opportunity to exercise their say in the government process, balanced by the people's input from the House. And once we got rid of that, of course the Senate's not going to work, because now you have essentially representatives that have six-year terms instead of two-years, so they're not even as responsive to the people as the House members are.
Do you think it would work way better if it was back as it was originally in the Constitution?
I think it would put the states back in a position to be a better check on the federal government, because the senators would be required to represent the state's interest if they're being elected by state legislatures.
Yeah, and I forget how many state legislators are Republican, but there's a nice healthy number, as is a growing amount of governors. So.
And outside of which party they belong to, they would be representing their states, as opposed to the people who are looking for, what can I get out of it to my own pocketbook. The states have a different outlook, and by balancing them against each other, you have a better check on expansion of authority and encroachment into state matters.
Interesting points. And of course, it was changed, by a process that the founders also put in. So,
It would require the same thing. Put it back.
You'd have to do some work to do it. But good points, Ben. Thanks for the call. Luther and Grand Fortune next on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning, Scott. I think a lot of the problems we have with term limits is because of the 17th Amendment. The 17th Amendment allows senators to be elected by the people. But the way the Founding Fathers originally set it up, senators were elected by our state legislatures. So what you get is a lot of outside money that are influencing elections, media propaganda, and so forth. We keep getting the same people. Now, if we had the 17th Amendment like our Founding Fathers intended, well, then our state legislatures could take, say, a recalcitrant senator who's not really representing his state anymore, like Heidi, and get rid of him and put in a senator that we want. So term limits for senators would be a moot point if we go back to the 17th Amendment like our founders intended.
Yeah, we were just talking about that, but I hear you. There was the 17th Amendment, and it was repealed through a process they put in, and now it'd be a way to go back. We got to do something. We got to do something.
It's causing all kinds of problems, you know, and just get back to the way the Constitution was intended, and I think we'll eliminate a lot of problems.
Appreciate the call. One other bit of breaking news here. The Associated Press is reporting that North Korea's foreign minister has said Trump's latest statement was a declaration of war against the country. Now they're interpreting.
But only Congress can declare a war in the first place, so.
Yeah.
It's a civics lesson, but whatever.
And one other little bit of news. A person was detained near the White House today, had multiple weapons. Yeah. So that happened this morning as well. I have a lot more details than that, but you have that. Safety talk coming up. Tell you about the new training campus North Coast Safety Council has and some new training opportunities that will be there. Stay tuned for that right around the corner on What's On Your Mind. Don't touch that dial.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Hi, I'm Peter Stendrum, president of First International Bank and Trust. From humble beginnings in 1910, our four-generation family-owned business has been delivering on our promise to help dreams come true, one customer at a time. Our style of banking places the focus on you first and your overall experience. We keep your best interests in mind and strive to provide smart financial solutions that improve and simplify your life. We're First International Bank and Trust. How can we help you?
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
MBI Energy. What do you think when I say that particular name, MBI Energy? I think of a gold standard oil field service company, one that has been around for decades with an incredible reputation. And MBI Energy, right now, needs people. They are literally hiring in every service area throughout the Bakken. So if you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, Look no further than NBI Energy Services, serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979. Comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit online at mbienergyservices.com or call them at 844-MBI-JOBS, 844-MBI-JOBS, to set up a same-day interview, 844-MBI-JOBS. Well, you know, if you listen to this program at all, that we love celebrating safety and saving lives with the help of the North Dakota Safety Council and WSI. And once a month we get on the radio and we talk about issues we hope are engaging enough to have you listen, and maybe it's something pertinent to what you do. Maybe it's something pertinent to what a loved one does. But if nothing else, you know that all these classes and all these training services are available to you. And ultimately, you might be a little more safety cognizant, might pay attention just a little bit more, and we save some lives here on the program. That's what we're up to. Well, we've been talking lately about a new facility that has entered the scene. It is the new North Dakota Safety Council Safety Training Campus, and that means a whole new host of training opportunities that are now available. We're going to talk with our guest today about that. And, again, this might be an area where you or someone you know might benefit from that training and not have to go any other places, or maybe have an opportunity to do it for the first time where they wouldn't otherwise. Don Mosman is the training director for the North Dakota Safety Council. Don, nice to have you back. How are you?
Thank you, Scott.
And Dustin Austin is here, who's the safety consultant as well with the North Dakota Safety Council. How are you doing,
nice.
Dustin?
Nice to be here, Scott.
Glad to have you aboard today. So the new facility is up and running, and we're going to be talking about some new opportunities today. You have obviously an opportunity to offer, some training that you didn't before. Maybe talk, Don, first a little bit about how the new facility will affect the traditional course offerings for the Safety Council.
Well, the National Safety Council, of which we are a chapter, has done a lot of research in the last several years about how, in all industrial environments, that we make training more effective. And what the research is pointing to is a concept called blended learning, where we take the traditional training topics where you're in a classroom, there's a PowerPoint, you have an instructor, and they go through step by step, this is what you need to learn, and we transition all or part of that into a hands-on environment where instead of just talking about it, you actually do it. And we're going to be looking for opportunities with many of the trainings that we offer, like electrical courses and OSHA courses, to be able to get the students out of the classroom and get them actually practicing safety techniques and safety principles that they need to learn to keep themselves safe.
So this is, for lack of a better term, sort of a new and improved way to do what you've been doing for a long time, but now with this first-class, state-of-the-art facility, you can do it kind of in a hands-on, upgraded way, right?
That's correct, Scott. The new facility opens up a completely new door and opportunity for us to help better equip our students.
So, Dustin, talk about some of the courses that you're going to be able to offer that'll be new.
Well, there will be some new classes. For example, the confined space rescue and the fall high-angle rescue training that we're going to be able to provide. But the larger part is that we'll be able to modify our current courses and our current curriculum to include that hands-on training. Now, when you look at the OSHA regulations, you'll notice that there's numerous training requirements in there that to where the training must develop skills and proficiency, knowledge and understanding. Without that hands-on, you're very limited in what level of training you can actually achieve. Think of it this way. If you have a son or a daughter and you're going to give them a driver's license, do you want them to just sit through a classroom and learn how to drive a car, or do you want to put them behind the wheel of the car and teach them, give them hands-on training with the vehicle? So with that, we're going to be able to put them in heavy equipment like aerial lifts, scissor lifts, boom lifts, dirt equipment, your skid steers, loaders, backhoes, excavators, forklifts, and actually put them in the equipment, help them develop not just the safety understanding, but skills development training that, to help them operate that equipment more safely. We'll be able to do more hands-on year-round with our HazWhopper, with our electrical, and even with eventually with our rigging and our excavation and our dirt safety courses.
And these, again, are new. This is the nice thing about the facility that affords an opportunity to offer training courses you just simply physically couldn't do before. So, and that Roco Rescue team that you talk about that has done the premier training in the U.S., these folks have got it down. It's been a pleasure to get to know them throughout the planning process and visit with them a little bit about this. They're as excited, I think, as you guys are about what's been designed and built and operational at the new training center. So. That's pretty neat. Don, bring me into to go to what Dustin was saying, the type of training that's possible with this tower and what you will be offering.
So the new facility is going to contain a lot of different hands-on elements, but one of those elements is a confined space fall protection high angle rescue training apparatus that we refer to as the tower because it's nearly three stories tall and it's indoors. So right off the bat, we'll be able to train in this facility year round. The training that we're going to start offering with that on the rescue side is going to be through our partner Roco Rescue, which is really considered the world's leader in confined space fall protection high angle rescue training. They actually conduct training all over the world. Most of their trainers are former or current firefighters. And other rescue personnel, for example, their training director was NYPD for 20 years in the emergency services unit. He was part of the 9/11 rescue process, brings an unbelievable amount of skills and knowledge to that training environment. So we're going to be offering, in fact, the first course is coming up the week of November 13th through the 17th, and it's Industrial Rescue 1 and 2. So we'll be training people, for example, from maybe the coal mines, maybe the power plants, firefighters from probably the whole northern region on how to do proper industrial rescue techniques. And this is state-of-the-art training that right now they would have to travel, you know, to the West Coast, to the Gulf Coast or the East Coast to get, and now they're going to be able to get it right here in Bismarck.
That's fantastic. So, again, the dates on that, November 13th through the 17th, that's Industrial Rescue 1 and 2, a 50-hour course. We'll give Don and Dustin a chance to tell you a little bit more about that when we come back so we can get the details on that and more on Safety Talk Radio today on What's On Your Mind. Don't touch that dial. More after this.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
It's back, the 11th Annual Great Plains and Empower ND Energy Conference. Tuesday, October 10th, Bismarck State College. Early bird registration on now for just $95 through 4 p.m. October 5th. Walk-up registration, $115. This event includes a roundtable Q&A with Governor Doug Burgum and U.S. Senator John Hogan. Platinum sponsors include Elite and their companies, ConocoPhillips, NextEra Energy Resources, and XTO Energy. Register now at energynd.com/events. energynd.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Time away as we're here in late September, but it'll be here before you know it. The 45th Annual Safety and Health Conference of the North Dakota Safety Council, WSI, every year a big sponsor. Of course, WSI and Safety Council come together to bring you Safety Talk Radio. But their conference is February 21st through the 23rd this year, so put that on your calendar. Put that on your calendar, February 21 through February 23rd, the 45th Annual Safety and Health Conference. Should be a lot of fun. We're chatting today with Don Mosman, who's the training director at the North Dakota Safety Council, and Dustin Austin, who's a safety consultant there. We're talking about the new training opportunities at this beautiful new safety training campus. It's up by Bismarck State College, 1710 Canary Avenue in Bismarck. And the facility is now open. As you heard, the first of many courses it'll be offered, set now for November 13th through the 17th. Industrial Rescue 1 and 2, and a maximum of 21 students are allowed in the course, so something you're going to need to sign up for rather quickly, 50-hour course. Don, anything else that you needed to say about that particular course?
No, just that that's the first of many courses that we're going to be offering through ROCO, lots of different levels and different types of training, so... You know, if you come from the industrial rescue environment, constantly check our website, and we'll be putting additional information soon about all the other course offerings we will be adding in the near future.
Dustin, what else is planned? Not necessarily on the calendar with a date yet, but in discussions on the confined space awareness courses in the future.
Well, we're going to be developing a brand new course for that. We're not going to be developing it. We're going to be using the ROCO Rescue user course for fall protection and for confined space rescue. And we're also going to be incorporating in that three-story confined space module for both of those trains. So we can actually put them in front of the equipment, put them in those spaces so they can actually develop that tactile sensation of this rather than just looking at a PowerPoint.
And by the way, good plan is to get on the email list. If you just email the North Dakota Safety Council at ndsc@ndsc.org, and then you'll get notified when registration is open on any of these. ndsc@ndsc.org, okay? Right now, if you wanted this training, and you have to have this training, right? So this confined space training, if you're a firefighter, for instance, you are required to have this training, or if you're in the coal mines, this is something that isn't optional. This isn't a nice thing to do. You need it, and right now you got to go a long ways away to get it, right, Don?
That's correct. Some of it's occupational NFPA requirements. Sometimes it's OSHA requirements. Sometimes it's MSHA requirements. And then, of course, all the rescuers have their requirements. But bottom line is we're going to be able to offer this right here in North Dakota now, and there's no place within, you know, a 6 or 7 state region that has this kind of capability.
So this is going to be bringing people into North Dakota. That's another nice little feature, and obviously also for the benefit of folks in the industry that need the training, or firefighters that need the training, now they can do it here. So that's great. Let's talk about the fact that the North Dakota Safety Council is the only OSHA-authorized education center in North Dakota, and also the status has been reauthorized by OSHA for Region 8 as well. What does that mean, Don?
Well, there are, you know, various entities throughout North Dakota that may offer or teach OSHA some OSHA basic awareness courses, but we are the only authorized education center from OSHA in the state of North Dakota in Region 8, which encompasses Montana, Wyoming, Utah, North Dakota, and South Dakota. So what that means is that we are the only entity that can offer the other, what are called the OSHA-numbered courses. And these are courses that are for professionals, and they're advanced courses. For example, there's advanced courses on OSHA standards. There's advanced courses on one of the classes we're going to be adding to our barn in the future is on soil mechanics and trenching. And a lot of different types of topics that, because we're the only authorized center, we're the only ones that are allowed to teach these courses. And we're going to be looking for opportunities to add many more of these in the years to come.
So the OSHA numbered courses, are tell us what those are for.
Those are designed by the, by OSHA itself, DTE, which is Department of Training and Education arm of OSHA, to reach safety professionals and supervisors on a lot of different specific technical topics within for different types of industries. And so there's OSHA number courses on, you know, incident investigation, how to conduct an incident investigation properly, and soil mechanics, trenching, confined space, some of the other topics that we already teach. And in addition to that, we are going to be offering some dual certificate opportunities in the future. So, for example, you sign up and take a OSHA course on incident investigation, and you'll also receive a National Safety Council or North Dakota Safety Council certificate. So you'll be getting, you'll take one class and actually get multiple certifications.
The dual certification opportunity with OSHA numbered courses is currently in the process of being reviewed on like 6 different curriculum courses where it could potentially happen. So what you just talked about, the benefit of that actually could be across a number of different courses, numbers wise, which is interesting as well. We're talking safety talk today on What's on Your Mind, North Dakota Safety Council and WSI. Grab a pen, because when we get done, I'll give you a couple of resources that you can use to get more information on all this. So just have a pen handy as we continue to talk about this. Dustin, you know, we've talked about a lot today that's happening, but there's more to come. There's a phase 2 even beyond this, right? Tell us a little bit about what the future looks like.
Yeah, phase 2 is going to be a hands-on center separate from our current building. We've been fundraising for 5 years to make this whole system a reality. Up to this point, we've been able to develop funding from private businesses and private individuals to build our current building. But our next building is going to be a indoor dirt arena where we can actually train year-round on this heavy equipment, on trenching and soil mechanics, and pretty much any other type of training that we can put into this building. You know, this is North Dakota. It gets cold. During the cold months, the construction business is shut down, and that's the time when they like to train. But a lot of this training that would need to take place outdoors just can't be done up here. But with this new phase 2 of our project, this will let us do this type of training year-round. That'll be very efficient for businesses and help to provide that education for the employees. You know, Scott, one of my favorite quotes in the world actually comes from Thomas Jefferson. His quote says, knowledge is power, knowledge is safety, knowledge is happiness. Even back in the 1700s, he got it. He got it. Now we can provide this year-round, provide a better education for workers out there and allow them to make the right choices.
Interesting, that's for sure. And that sounds like another exciting project that is on the horizon. What it tells us is what we already know. The North Dakota Safety Council doesn't sit still very long. At one facility and already working on that next one to, again, provide the kind of training. We're calling that phase two, is that right?
That's correct.
Yeah, so trenching, equipment operation, line locating. Think about that, how much goes on there to have that ability hands-on, to have that training here. How does that happen now, guys? What I mean, without a facility like this, when you're doing a training and you do line locating as an example, what kind of training is available to companies right now?
Well, we do have a temporary outdoor dirt arena that we've constructed that we can do some of that training while we're fundraising for that phase two. And there are, you know, some different places throughout the region that you might be able to go to get some different types of heavy equipment training. But all of that is done in an outdoor environment, which means it can only be done during the warmer months, which is when all the companies are working. That's why this facility is so unique in its concept, because we would be able to offer training at the exact time when these companies and employees need it.
And, okay, if they're not getting it, you know, in your new dirt pad out there in preparation for phase two, I'm talking over the last 5-10 years, how'd they get the training? Is it done, I mean, did they just go with a limited amount of training? Not because
a lot of them try to do it, you know, as they have time. In their you know, parking lots and, you know, different facilities, dirt fields and things like that. And all of that training, of course, is not certified training, which, you know, our training is part of a national certification process. So you're not just a operator of a skid steer. It's a certified operator. OSHA doesn't require that you have a certified operator, but they do require that anybody that's going to operate a piece of equipment be trained in how to operate that piece of equipment safely. And by taking these certified courses, a company is going to reduce their liability tremendously and make the give their employees the best chance to succeed and go home at the end of the day to their families.
And that confidence level, to go back to your quote, Dustin, earlier, to have that level of whether it's in the tower on something, you know, thankfully, extremely rare, but when it happens, to be able to have had that kind of training in the tower in that confined space, same thing on, you know, the all of the hands-on, you know, in phase two that you're talking about, any kind of equipment operation or trenching or line locating, to leave that training leaves one that much more confident about their abilities, right?
That's right. That's right.
Makes perfect sense. All right, we're going to take a quick break, come back with, as I mentioned, when we do, a couple of resources for you to use. Just grab a pen. It'll save you a little time in trying to look this up later. We'll give you some information related to getting on that email list and also where you can find out more about some of the resources that are available. Chat with us today from the North Dakota Safety Council, Don Mosman, who is the North Dakota Safety Council's training director, and Dustin Austin, North Dakota Safety Council safety consultant. We're talking new training opportunities at that brand-new, beautiful facility, the Safety Training Campus, that is located right behind BSC there, 1710 Canary Avenue, overlooking I-94. Beautiful new facility, up and operating, and already some courses being made available and others being worked on with different dates and whatnot. November 13th through the 17th, Industrial Rescue 1 and 2 will be taking place at the new Bismarck Safety Training Campus. A maximum of 21 students allowed in that course, so last chance there. All right, our final segment, Safety Council brought to you, or Safety Talk, rather, brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council and WSI Today. When we come back, don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassles. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our Grassy Butte office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
We're online at deltaconstructors.net. Deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all to Delta.
Have you been living with that musty smell in your damp basement? Your home is your greatest asset, so let Precision Concrete Cutters help you preserve and protect it. Perhaps you've been struggling with water seeping in, but you've been putting off the inevitable. At Precision Concrete Cutters, we have a solution for every basement problem. From wall bracing to water seepage to complete foundation replacement. Connect with Precision Concrete Cutters today. Go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com for a free estimate and to learn more.
There's millions of tourists that come to New York City every single year. Not many get to be on the set of Fox and Friends and see the entire crew. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hinnon. My wife, Maria, and I, every year for the last few years, have brought our listeners to Fox and Friends in New York City. It's really fun. And, of course, so much more. Monday, November 27th, that's when we leave. We'll come back on Saturday, December 2nd. And in between, you'll have the trip of your life. You really will. And you'll have a whole bunch of new friends. There's a little shopping time. There's great food. And you know what? Just an incredible memories that will last a lifetime. If you'd like all the details on this very special trip, hurry. Call Jason at 952-898-0008 right now. 952-898-0008 or go online to grouptravelplanners.com. grouptravelplanners.com. The deadline for sign up at this very special price will end very soon. Christmas time at New York City. You'll never stop talking about it.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Saki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Saving lives today with the North Dakota Safety Council. Nothing we do is more important than that. When we can save lives and inform folks about training that's available, safety courses that are available. Our final segment now with Don Mosman, the training director, and Dustin Austin, the safety consultant for the North Dakota Safety Council, brought to you today by WSI and the North Dakota Safety Council. All right, couple of things. We talked about some new things coming up, and there'll be more that'll be coming up from everything you heard today. If you want to be added to the email list so you receive notification of these new training opportunities, here's that email address one more time, ndsc@ndsc.org. So it's NDSC for North Dakota Safety Council, ndsc@ndsc.org, okay? Also,
Check out the pictures of the new training center on the Facebook page. It's facebook.com and then / North Dakota Safety Council, all spelled out, to find them on Facebook. If you want more information about how you can get involved, go to ndsc.org / safety campus, ndsc.org. And, of course, there's also a whole list of training courses that are there, everything from CPR and advanced first aid, adverse weather driving courses. A good example, there's an ATV and UTV safety awareness course, CPR and AED for adults, for pediatric, all kinds of those courses, a building and emergency preparedness risk assessment. I mean, I'm just scratching the surface here. There's tons of them. Check that out as well at ndsc.org, ndsc.org under the training link, two-day express counterbalance forklift trainer. I mean, there is absolutely everything that you can possibly imagine. Alive at 25 defensive driving course. See, we want you alive. And Don, you've got an invite for folks. Tell us what you'd like them to do.
Well, yeah, we love our community. We love our state. And this building doesn't only belong to the North Dakota Safety Council. It belongs to the people of the state of North Dakota. The employers here in North Dakota contributed a huge part of the expense to build this, and we just want to invite, if you're a supervisor or a member of a company or a worker, you're thinking about either taking some training or making a decision on what type of training you might need, just, if you're in Bismarck, stop by and say hi to our staff and, shoot us an email and say, hey, I'd like to take a tour of your facility. And we would love to take you through and show you the capability of this new state-of-the-art facility and share it with the people of North Dakota.
It saves lives every day through this training. Dustin, you see that firsthand. Do you have a particular favorite story about the work you do?
Yeah, absolutely. I do. I had a training a while back where we were covering confined space training. One of the attendants several months earlier had actually watched her husband die in a confined space entry, and it really pushed home why it's important what we do. If you ask any employee who's responsible for their safety, they're going to tell you they are. Well, that's why training is so important. It arms them with information so that they can make the right choices out there.
And to know now that confined space training is available here in a state-of-the-art way, designed and in partnership with this ROCO Rescue, who has the gold standard from OSHA, this VPP designation, and they're right here, right now, and that training is available. Last time we were on the air with the at the new North Dakota Safety Council campus, a call came in during the show from some folks listening in Minot. Firefighters up there said, we're going to come down for the open house and take this in. So, this is whether it's yourself that needs the training or someone you know, important to just spread the word that these resources are available. And by the way, be a member. I mean, what the North Dakota Safety Council does for their members and the kind of training that is provided is phenomenal. So by being a membership partner with the North Dakota Safety Council, you join in making North Dakota the safest state in the nation. So it's important. And I didn't give out a phone number, but I can do that. 701-223-6372. 701-223-6372, or again, to get signed up on their mailing list, you're receiving notification of all the new training opportunities, ndsc@ndsc.org, ndsc@ndsc.org. Don, anything else before we let you go?
No, Scott, thank you so much for the time, and we're just so excited to share this facility with the wonderful people of North Dakota.
Yeah, I hope people take you up on an invite to see it. And find out whether it'd be a good fit for a training in their company or their organization for sure. Dustin, how about you? Anything else?
No, thank you for having us on here, Scott. We really appreciate getting recognition out there.
You bet. Enjoy the work you guys do. Don Mosman, the training director for the North Dakota Safety Council. Dustin Austin, the safety consultant on some new training opportunities at this beautiful new safety training campus of the North Dakota Safety Council. Make sure you check it out. It's part of what we do here on What's on Your Mind to contribute to the conversation on saving lives. And appreciate WSI and North Dakota Safety Council allowing us to do that on the program. All right, tomorrow we have Dwayne Allen. You know who Dwayne Allen is? If you're an Oak Ridge Boys fan, you do. He's the lead singer of the Oak Ridge Boys. How long have they been doing what they've been doing? A long darn time. Pretty amazing. And they are coming back to Hustfest in Minot. We're going to be there broadcasting live on Friday, so we'll have another one of our countdown conversations to Hustfest with Dwayne Allen of the Oak Ridge Boys tomorrow on What's On Your Mind. Wednesday and Thursday, we'll be in Grand Forks for the North Dakota Petroleum Council's annual meeting. Hope to see you there Friday then, as I said, at Hustfest. See you tomorrow, folks. God bless you. Thanks for listening. For Todd Mitchell and Manny on the phones and the great Ravati, our producer, God bless you. So long. Goodbye. Vince is back from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, Minot, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Fargo 2. You and I have talked a lot about hot tubs, and you've sold me. Hot Springs is the best. I absolutely love it. Every day made better. But these saunas really have me intrigued, too. Tell me about the saunas you have at Hot Springs Spas.
Yeah, we've been with Finlayl for 40 years, and actually it's a Minnesota company that in three more years will be 100 years old. They are the largest sauna manufacturer in North America. They do both traditional and infrared saunas, and we've been with them for 40 years.
What is the health benefit of having a sauna? If I have a sauna and I'm in there 20 minutes, half hour every day, how am I better?
A lot of the same things we talk about with a hot tub, Scott, but the other thing it does, it's great for your skin. It releases natural endorphins in the body, which boosts your immune system. You detox deeper. I mean, when you sit in a sauna daily, you're detoxing deep in those cells and getting rid of the bad stuff faster by sitting in the sauna daily.
Stop and see them at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Minot, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Fargo, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.